This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith. This is John Dixon. We're talking about Islam and the similarities between Islam and Christianity, but also the differences. And we're talking with Richard Schumack, whose doctoral work is in understanding how Muslims present the Islamic idea of knowing God to the world, which sounds very deep to me. But can we go to something, Richard, that's a little less deep? What does it mean to be in the Islamic family, the community of Islam, compared with the Christian idea of being the people of God or being the church? Let's start with how you would describe what it means to be a Christian community.
I'm thinking particularly of the requirements that God has of his people. So when the commands he might have. And so for Christianity, Jesus sums it up in what we call the great commandments, and particularly the second one, which is you love your neighbor. Sure, you love God, but then the second thing you do is you love your neighbor. And so in a sense, in the Christian community, the role of being community is you can do anything you want to shape your community as long as you love each other.
Yeah.
You're free to shape the community in any shape, any culture, any style, whatever you want to do, as long as love is at the center. And you follow that principle, a principle of love.
It's both very freeing and very, I won't say controlling.
It's difficult.
It's difficult because, you know, if all I've got to think about is love, then actually, if I'm actually thinking about how I have a loving conversation on the radio with you now, it affects this. It affects how I talk to my wife. It affects, you know, everything.
Absolutely. Every element of life.
Yeah. But with a very simple principle.
Absolutely, but very principled as well. It's a principled idea to how we shape our society.
Okay, so what is the Islamic simple principle?
Well, Islam is also concerned with the commands of God about how we shape our society. But whereas in Christianity we have a single command for everything, Islam rather has many commands that cover every little thing and every big thing. It's a codified system, really, of this is how you set up society. In fact, in the Quran, in chapter 5, verse 3, it talks about, this day I have perfected for you your religion. And they understand their religion as a perfect religion in the sense that perfect is complete. It gives you everything that you need to know how to live your life, from going to the toilet to how you do your family to how you set up a legal system to how you...
Are you serious? There are laws, commandments about those things?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we talked last time about following Muhammad's example, but mm-hmm. Muhammad gives you an example in all those things, from the tiniest detail, how you walk through a door even, to as big as how you set up your nation and how you go to war.
And these are actually obligatory for the Muslim?
Well, there will be a variety. Some will be obligatory, some will be optional, some will be good guidance. But yeah, it's a very overarching system that controls every little element of life. And they see that as a fantastic thing in their faith.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've got to explain that to me, because I think many of us in the West, okay, who have been Christianized, whether we're Christian or not, our culture has been Christianized, we believe in freedom and that within certain principles there's great freedom, that religion doesn't impinge on every area of life. But are you saying Islam does and Muslims see that as a good thing? You're going to have to explain that to us.
Absolutely. And I guess the key for a Muslim is that they think there's a security in having a clarity about what they need to do to please God, to be halal. We think about halal as halal meat, but halal just means pleasing or clean or pure in God's eyes. And as long as you know what it is that pleases God, so women wearing a hijab, they're doing it because it pleases God. They don't see it as an imposition, but this pleases God. Even, and this is hard for us to wrap our head around, but I know a guy who's a university-trained guy, heads off to Afghanistan to find out what's going on there, to see whether this is a just war that maybe he could be a part of. But for him, it's all part of, at every level of life, I need to be pleasing God first. God first. Halal.
Okay, so people have heard of Sharia law. Is this what you're talking about? Sharia law refers to everything in your life?
Absolutely. And in fact, the word Sharia, it just means the way. And so, because Islam provides a command for every part of life, including government, then the idea of Sharia is we want everything, every single part of our life and our community and our country and our world to be under the command of God, under the rule of God. So in Islam, everything is under the rule of God, but it's under the rules of God. It's a codified legal system. Yeah.
All right. Well, next time I want to talk to you about a pretty keen point of both similarity and dispute between Islam and Christianity, Jesus. I hope you can join us then.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.